Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the schus of this year, first of all, really should go to the Noshim Tzidkanius, because what initially motivated this, of course, Yankif Baldinger has been involved in this year in arranging it, and of course, Ari is always, and V'chol Anilvim Aleihem. But last year, by the yeshiva dinner this past year, I'm not going to mention which woman, because I don't know if they want that I should mention the name. Especially if they're here, I don't want to mention their name. Several women took issue with not Dafka us, the yeshiva, but we followed protocol, which is the new, when I say new, in the last 20 years, it's evolved that there are no pictures of women by dinners, by yeshiva dinners. The world that I grew up in, not talking about the Chassidish Shemaisters, but the Litvish Shemaisters, always, if you're honoring a couple, there was a picture of the couple. That's the world I grew up in. I'm not going to mention which meisters, but all of the meisters. Even from the most hush of a meisters, that today they wouldn't allow a man without a hat on. Forget, you know, somebody once asked me why when I speak I take my hat off. I said, I don't like pictures. So I know if I take my hat off, there won't be any pictures of it. As soon as I take my hat off, I'm protected from pictures. So the world has gone very, very far. Today, Reish Megula Bish, I'm not talking about without a yarmulke, I'm talking about without a hat. That's already a shayla. But the world I grew up in, there was a picture, you'd have pictures of couples, and in the Jewish publications, and again, I'm not going to, there's no reason to be mefarat which ones, those of you that are old enough to remember, no, that in the Frumster publications, there was never such a thing that there wasn't a picture of a woman. There was some tumult because some Jewish magazines or newspapers would have sometimes a woman that was not tsanua. So that would create a eruption. Because let's say a secular business has its standard advertisement. So they would send the same advertisement to the Jewish, you know, publication, and they would just print it. It could be an airline, it could be a vacation, it could have an inappropriate picture, which everybody would agree is not an appropriate picture. And that used to be a tumult, you know, and they would defend themselves, say, listen, it's, you know, don't look at it, or whatever, you know, the Fadrian's like, it's all over the place, don't you? But that was the, but that Aisha Tznu was standing next to her husband, no picture, unheard of. But today it's evolved that it's not that way. And sometimes they put like the picture of a man, and they'll put like a blank next to it. No, not even cut off. They'll put a blank. So like, envision there's somebody here. That's some woman take even more offense to. You know, like it's stressing the zeroness of it, you know. So I got several emotional communications from different Noshim. Not the honorees, actually. Not the people that were honored. Other Noshim Tzidkanius, and I'm not saying that like to make it, you know, I mean it. Fine women who felt bad for the honorees and felt like it's a bizayon that the woman is not there. And the question was really Mimanafshach. If you're so firm, you can't have a picture of a woman. Yes, if you know all the communication, you could say it palpe. If you're so firm that you can't have a picture of a woman, so then don't put a picture of a man either. Meaning, there's an inequality here of having, so meaning if we're going into the new, the 21st century, no pictures, so there are no pictures, nobody. So that's, that. I'm going to just touch on that at the end, you know, for a moment or two, whether that actually is a tiny regardless. Meaning, regardless if you're allowed to have a picture of a woman, you're not have a picture of a woman, it's better not to, better yet to. Once you're not having a picture of a woman, is it in fact proper to put a picture of the man? Is that in any way a degradation of the woman that she's nechoyz darga? You know, as it is in our type of moistus, when you give an honor to a couple, the woman is sort of in the background. She's not called up to the podium. She's not. So some places will say, okay, there's a lady giving her a bouquet of flowers now, right? I once had a relative of mine who was more on the, you know, more left wing, and he took that as a tremendous bizarre. There's a lady giving her a bouquet of flowers? Was this a joke? The man comes up, with the photographers, with the machtaganza, and there's going to be a pistolna, you know, they're going to vire her with a rose. You know, this is a bizarre. You know, he took that. He wasn't from the more Heimish communities. So to him, he took that as a bizarre. So this was a taina some had. So that was already marami. I mentioned then that I will believe that to give a shir, because the time has come today where we've gone so much in this area to, I don't want to call it an extreme, but definitely we've shifted direction from what it used to be. Now, there's a whole tumult. A couple of years ago, there was a local publication that was advertising shekels. And they advertised the shekel, the head, with the face of the woman, you know, blurry. And there was a cold query against that. Because you could still make out that this was once a picture. You know, there's something that's Epis Roy from the... Right when I saw that, I said, whoever wrote that letter, they talk have a problem. Because if they're looking and seeing and this, what are you doing? We need Bedika on you. What are you... Bianchi used to say, all these people who go, this is Shmek Kfira. He says, it's by them in their nose. That's why they smell Kfira everywhere. This guy's not because... He says, they have something in their nose. It's not the person. So now, like I said, we went to the extreme now where I'm sure you noticed that if you open up a Hamish, again, if you go to the five towns or you go to Bergen, so there you'll still see, you know, more like the old style. But in any of the Hamish communities, it's not done. There aren't pictures. And now, frankly, outside the yeshiva, this has become the norm to the extent that most of the honorees that we have, they would be uncomfortable to have their, not necessarily because they think there's something wrong with it, but because they feel they don't want to, this is not what's done. They don't want to. So now, in other words, in the more Hamish communities, if you put the lady in, she'd be uncomfortable because she's sticking out. You know, like that's not normally what's done. So we're going to talk primarily halachically about the inyan of pictures of a woman. I brought several gemaras that the ilum should look up, even though there's countless, mamish, countless sugyas in the rishonim, in the achronim. It's an endless, mamish, an endless topic. But we'll touch upon the main sugyas. And it's a two-step process, because first you have to verify the concept of istaklus. Obviously, this all is circulating around the iser, the potential iser in Chazal, which is called istaklus. Istaklus means a man, we'll see whether a woman has this at all. A woman may not have this, but a man has what Chazal call an iser istaklus. That's not fabricated. That's in Shulchan Aruch. That's in the Gemaras and Shas. That's not a new thing. That's an old thing. But obviously, the Gedolei Olam or Baron Kotler, and they knew about that too, right? So there's a cheshbon, you know, there's a cheshbon. But there is something called istaklus. We'll look at the various gemaras of istaklus. We have to first define what's called istaklus. What does istaklus mean? Does istaklus mean seeing? Does istaklus mean focusing on? Does it mean Dafka inappropriate? Does it mean, what does istaklus, what's inclusive in istaklus, right? And then we have to verify, how does a picture fit this whole halacha? Is a picture equivalent to looking at a real life person? Okay, is there an equation between the two, or is a picture something different? So for that, I also brought this actually. From the earliest sources of the Ben Ishchai, when they started perfecting pictures, they started making multidimensional, actually, what we know today, what they call 3D. I'm going to show you a fascinating Ben Ishchai that they came up with it then, 3D. They had a different way to do it. They used to take different pictures and put it into a glass and to give the... But you'd get a 3D. They had an old way of making a 3D. And the question was, so the Ben Ishchai wrote a tshuva about that, whether that constitutes the Isser making a tzur, you're not allowed to make like a statue, right? But that's only something that's multidimensional, right? A flat picture of a person is not a problem. I'm not talking about nothing to do with woman. I'm talking about it like a statue. The question was, when you do this perceptive form, which isn't an actual form, but if you look at the glass, it looks like there's a form in there. Does that constitute? Ben Ishchai dismisses that. That it's not a problem. But then he hops over in his Erech Rav, he jumps over to pictures, to women, to a picture of a woman in that setting. That's that. And there's also a Ben Yoyada, which I asked Olam, I see Baruch Shem Yankiv brought it up. There's a Ben Yoyada on the Gemara in Nedarim that also discusses pictures or, you know, non-live sighting. So let's look through the sources, and then we'll come back to this. So I brought down in the Maamar Mekayim several sugyas, which I'm sure the Olam looked through. We'll just point them out. There's a Gemara Bava Basra. Now Rav Moshe actually uses this Gemara as a kulit, but the Gemara says that Omar Avchir Barab, Oitzemein of Meirois Barad, this is on the Zion of the Basin of Abbasra. He says, so somebody holds back their eyes from seeing negative. Zer Shein Mistakil Benoshim. Somebody who doesn't look at the woman. Bishor Shoim De Salakvis. When they used to launder the clothing, they would be Koivis the clothing. So over there, it's very, very clear that this is a special setting where they said that you shouldn't look. Oitzemein of Meirois Barad. So that's on the Sfas Hayam, and they're what?
They're bent over.
They're in a compromised. It's a compromised sighting. So there, the Gemara says there's a concept of Oitzemein of Meirois Barad. The Gemara says if you go there purposely, you could be a rush. Actually, that's the Gemara in there. So Rav Moshe actually uses that in his response because somebody asked Rav Moshe straight about his stockless. This is going back in the 50s when still. They always had pictures of women. So in the 50s, somebody wrote a Shaila to Rav Moshe, Chelek Aleph of the Igros Moshe, about seeing a woman to any level, as far as the stockless. Rav Moshe actually brings this Gemara as a raya that it's only in this setting that it was a Shaila. That's what he says. In the setting of the Al Sfas Hayam. But Stamazeh, not. So we'll get to Rav Moshe. The other Gemara is the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita seems to say that Gemiri ain yetzor shaylet l'mash ain of rois, and this is also found in Sanhedrin Mem, the other sugya I asked you to look up, which means that there is something that's triggered by you looking at something. So logically, a photograph should have a potential impact because you're looking at it. It still has a rias ayat, meaning it's triggered by seeing it. Those are those sugyas. Then we have the sugya in Ksubis. The sugya in Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin, talks about looking at a collar. And the Gemara there brings down that you're allowed to look at a collar during the whole Sheva Brachas, Kedei L'chavav Al Baila, because by the chosen seeing that the people looking at her, it means it's like a compliment to the chos. But then the Gemara says, after the Gemara says it, the Gemara says, Mistaklam te kala kol shiva. And then the Gemara says, V'les hilcha sekavosei. Halacha l'maisi, you can't do it. So that means you can't do it. That Gemara also seems to say that there's an iser to look. Even over there, the kala, presumably, is dressed appropriately. Right? So that's different than the sugya in Bava Basra. Sugya in Bava Basra, the woman is dressed in a compromised way. The sugya in Saita and Sanhedrin, when she's getting Malkus Ukadayma, it's inappropriate. But the kala, clearly, is dressed appropriately. And even there, the Gemara says, starts off that you're allowed to, and the heter was because kedei lechavava abayla, which I'm going to get back to this, because this is going to be a pivotal point. Because what does kedei lechavava abayla do? For that, you're allowed to be oivah shulchan aruch. Right? Would you be allowed to do negiyah? Kedei lechavava abayla? Of course not. Of course not. Right? Would you be allowed to be mahara kedei lechavava? Of course not. So what's the kedei lechavava abayla? What does that do? In order to make the chosen like her, so that's it. There's an open door policy because you're allowed to make the chosen like the kala. That doesn't seem sensible. But so obviously we have to analyze the sugya. But that's what the Gemara says. Mistaklim b'fnei kala kedei lechavav abayla. Again, the conclusion is less hukas akavosei. But there's a man da'am in the Gemara that holds that way. And even though we don't paskin that way, l'gabi kala, it's going to give us a deeper understanding of the whole gather of the issue. But that's what the Gemara says. So that's the Gemara in Tzumis. And then we have the Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara in the Dorim sounds like it's only an Eitz HaTov. The whole concept of Istaklus is not an Isser. It's good advice. If you're going to start looking, right, you're going to start looking, it's going to bring you to Lidei Avera. Because the Gemara says in Nozer Daf Chav, Kol Atzoyfe Benoshim, somebody goes and looks at women, L'Seif Bo Lidei Avera, he's going to come. The end will be that he's going to come Lidei Avera. So it sounds like from the Gemara that there's no Isser to look. The Isser is that the advice is don't do it because you're going to end up in a bad place. If you don't end up in a bad place, okay. So the Benish, this is where pictures are born. This Gemara in the Dorim is the first place, really, that the concept of pictures is born. Because the Benish Chai comes and is Ben Yoyod. He says, what do you mean? Kol Atzeifeh B'Noshim will save Boli the Avera. The Gemara says, somebody goes and looks at women. He ends up coming the Avera. He says, what do you mean? Kosher. Otu tzvias p'noshim atzmei lav averi. The Gemara is mashma that the looking alone is not an avera. The Gemara says, if you look, you'll come to an avera. The Gemara doesn't say looking is an avera. So it's mashma from the Gemara, no problem. Which, by the way, we'll touch at the end about looking at shidduch pictures, which is its own controversy today. See, that became very popular today. As much as the pictures in the honorees is not popular, but this shidduch pictures has become very popular, and there's a lot of action in that. Send me a better picture. This picture, the old picture, top, bottom, side. You know, that became 100% appropriate. It's interesting. In my days, growing up, that was not accepted, and the boys had to go. My friends. And I didn't do it, even though I was a chevelman, that I did not do. My friends used to go to yearbooks. And that was the whole thing, to get the yearbook. That was like you have a yearbook? And I don't want to say which yeshiva I was in a yeshiva with. It was one yearbook. And mamish, it was like, it was better than Alfei Kesef Azov. It made everybody have, can I have it for 5 minutes? Can I have it for 5 minutes? Can I have it for 5 minutes? And you know what, the whole thing was, I don't know what's the answer to look at. But let's, you know, be zeichet to get it for 5 minutes. I didn't see what the big schuss was, but this was the schuss. I always felt it's a distraction because the girl never looks like that anyway. Not latoiv and not lara. And it's garnished. But today, it's not like that. Today, it's the pumbi, and it's becoming more and more. In fact, I'm getting shilas daily from people. I really don't want some pictures of my daughter. Am I right? Am I wrong? I get those shilas. I mean, as recent as last night. I mean, and before that, it was 2 days before that. I mean, it's daily. People asking me the shila. Sometimes shatchanim call me. They say, if it's somebody in the community, please call them and tell them they don't want to send a picture of their daughter. I can't get them a shidduch without a picture of the daughter. You know. So today, so here the Ben Ishchai says, it can't be talking about stop looking at women, because that's not safely, that's kufi shel avera. Zok there, v'nira li b'siyata d'shmaya. He's not looking at the woman herself. A picture. You're not looking at her. You're looking at a picture of her. That's what you're looking at. A painting. Not even a photograph, a painting. That's the issue. That is takanat osar al pidin, al sistaklos. But that's soiv boli de'aver. Okay, soiv boli de'aver. So this, the Ben Yoyada, forgetting all the later sources, this is from the earliest sources. Conceptually, that a picture, two things, a kula and a chumra. That a picture, number one, is not the Isra of Istaklis. Number two, it's not advisable. That's the sugi in the Dharam. So the Ben Ishchai, this tshuva in the Ben Ishchai can be looked at. It's not really a tshuva. He wrote it in his Sefer Ben Ishchai. Could be viewed as a kula and a chumra. Because on the one hand, he's saying that the kula is, he's saying a picture is not, all those Gemaras and Shas that talk about Istaklis are talking about the person themselves. Not a picture. So you could take this Ben Ishchai, if somebody, it's okay. The flip side is that the Ben Ishchai is saying it's not a good idea. That's what the Gemara is saying, that if you do it, you're bully there, there. But, it would seem that then it would only be somebody who's rugel, kolat seifa benoshim, meaning if this becomes your habit, you know, this is what you do, l'seif bully there, there. Not muchach, that Chazal even saying, sing it once would be a problem, even according to the Ben Ishchai's. But al-Kuponim, the Ben Ishchai seems to be saying that a picture is not the same like the person himself. That's what comes out from it. Oh, now we have to know what type of looking is us. All the Gemaras that talk about. So, L'chair, we have a distinction between pictures and the person himself. That's the Ben Ishchai. I'm going to share with you a tshuva from none other than the Ragat Shuvah, Slumas Yosef. One of the Ragat Shuvah's earliest tshuvas on pictures. On pictures. And he holds picture is not an issue, actually. He says, if you know the person, then it could be a potential issue. But if it's not Makiri, he compares it to Big Day Tzivayim. He says, if you don't know who the person is, then... So Rev Zuber in Eretz Yisrael, to Oz Nidburu, who was a big poisek in Eretz Yisrael, he wrote such a tshuva. And he got bombarded. And when I was in Eretz Yisrael several years ago, when I saw all the tumult, I went to one of the people making the tumult. I told him, it's a tshuva in Ragat Shuvah. He was mechaven to the Ragat Shuvah guy. What he writes in a long and several pages is in the Ragat Shuvah, you can imagine, it's the Ragat Shuvah writes in three lines. It's an ois vav in a tshuva of a Ragat Shuvah. It's one of the, he has a tshuva with seven things, and one of the oisies is about a picture. So, a picture l'chair from the Ben Ishchai is mashma is not the tzura itself. That's l'chair mashma. Now, next in line, there's an Oilus Yitzchok from Radzbi, Rav Radzbi Zatzal. He was also a big goyin, a Sfadish goyin in Eretz Yisrael. He was already in our day and age of photography. And a photographer asked him, is he allowed to be a photographer for women? So there, it wasn't the picture. It was looking at the woman themselves. And not only that, that's what you're doing. You're standing there all night, hour after hour, taking pictures. So we asked him, is that a kosher profession? Is that a kosher profession? I actually shared this tshuva maybe 15 years ago with somebody, because there was somebody in the community who was a photographer, and somebody called me, was doing a shidduch, and they weren't going to they didn't want to be mishadduch with this family, because the father was a photographer. Can you imagine? The father was a photographer, very fine fellow. He's a photographer. It's not like there was some inappropriate this. He was a photographer by Simchas. And they didn't want to do a shidduch because he was a photographer. Everything else was gevaldik. They called me, they gave me all the miles. I said, what do you should grab the shidduch. They said, yeah, but the father's a photographer. So I right away my head went ahead. Probably he's a photographer for some chvez, for some magazine that's inappropriate or something. He's taking models. I don't know. I didn't know what they were talking about. So where is it for simchas? Okay. Turned out, just the irony of it is, I decided to make a couple of calls to check out. I felt they should go ahead with the shidduch anyway. This guy happens to be, was from the few photographers that has a woman photographer for the woman's side. That was the irony of the whole thing. So I told this, I called the person back. I said, by the way, he's from the few photographers who's not from the, you know, Hasidish, very yeshivish, who has a woman photographer taking pictures of the woman. He says, yeah, but into the chippah. Under the chuppah, like, you know, the colors with the badek and with the ganze mice. Into the chippah. So, you know, forget it. People like that, you're not going to make happy. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is that this was the shaila that was asked to him. Bikish l'chavis daiti, shedantim b'chaburis talmud chochem, talmid chachomim, ha'im mutu l'ish l'tzalim noshim. This, by the way, is in the Oil of Yitzchok. The Sefer is in print. It's hard to get, but it's in print. Simen reish l'amidalit. He says, can you be a photographer? Are you allowed to be a photographer? And he starts off, he says, I know this is going to be a controversial truth. He says, I know whatever I'm going to write, it's going to be controversial. And he says, maybe I just shouldn't answer it. Stay out of the heat. Right? Stay out of the heat. What do you need a hot potato for? He says, the royal Akhtim, he says, I understand that if I go and I write something here, that, you know, if I'm going to be makel, they're going to say, if I'm machmer, he says, I don't care. The Amarti Balibi, I have an obligation. If it's going to be chumrah, mutav. If I'm going to come out of chumrah, then everybody will be, I'll be praised. I'm a machmer. He says, if that's what comes out after I do my research, so good, so I'll be crowned with the machmer and I'll be gewaltig. He says, and what will be if I'm mekul? He says, avalim yale l'kula yale. And if I end up being l'kula, so shall it be. Ki teiras emes hi. It's teiras emes. V'im yisrifu oisi b'seder. They could burn me for it. But it's a Torah. It's a Torah. Can't. You have to do what's the Torah. So he literally has pages and pages, maybe 10 pages, on this topic about being a photographer. And his conclusion at the end, after the whole Gantz Arichas Dvorim, is that actually a photographer is not an Isser to be a photographer. Again, presumably that you're photographing kosher settings. Because the idea is like this, and this is what I'm going to show you from many, many sources, that there's two kinds of sightings that we find in Chazal. One is called Re'iyah, and one is called Histaklus. Okay? There's a big difference between the two. Okay? Because the Rishonim ask a kasha. The second parak subis talks about the beginning of the parak, before you get to your zayin, the beginning of the parak talks about how do you know if the girl was a basul or not, if there's aidim by the wedding and they saw that the kala was a numa, she went out like this, she went out with the hat that the basul is wearing. Right? So the Rishonim ask, how did aidim see that? How do they know? So you're not allowed to look at the kala. I thought the conclusion is you're not allowed to look at the kala. So what's pshat? Right? That's a kasha that they ask. So I'll read you what the Shita Mukubetza says. Shita Mukubetza in Ksubis says the following. He says, let me go to where he talks about his stockless pakala. So he says the following. He says, I'm a stakel. Also a stakel b'fnei kala. Afa pisha miskaven mechavo abayla. He says like this. Rabbeinu Meir Alevi Kosav. The Ramah writes. Shedavka l'stakel. Omru shosar. Davka l'stakel is that way. He says, I will just to look at the kala. I will hear ba'alma.
the Hamakne, the Aflor in Ksubis. Same thing like the Yad Gemara. It says the whole Gemara is Dafka Listaklus. But to just see her Kalacha Yad, no question. Now, let me pull you a Nitziv Mivalozhin in Hamik Shaila in the Shiltas, Parshas Yisra. It's kedai to look up this if you have time afterwards. He comes here in the Shiltas, and he says the same thing. Finirili Pashut. Sha'af istaklus pekala asuro mikomoko im ghiye ba'al memuter. Seeing is permitted. Seeing is permitted. It's only istaklus, which is us. That's what he says. Now, there's kama v'kama sugis all over Shas, where it says also istakl b'dimus rosha. Right? Then the Netziv brings down. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, "Ki asher es ruisim es Mitzrayim hayom lo sosif lo roisam ad olam." He says that's not his tankos. That's just saying it, right? You're not allowed to look. I just giving shir in the yeshiva that when you have a guest, you're not allowed to look at them when they're eating, because you're embarrassing them. You're not allowed to look at their food or their plate while they're eating, right? So, and who's machmer on that? It's a beferish halach and shulchan aruch. Who's machmer on it? Nobody. One of the heterim is, because it's only histaklus. Histaklus takas us. Meaning, if you're looking at the guy, you're talking out what to do. If the guy feels like you're looking at his plate, oh, I noticed you like that, that you shouldn't be telling the guy. Okay? I had shortly after we got married, the Rebbetzin and I were invited to somebody for Shabbos. They had an unbelievable challah. The challah was, they got it from somebody. It was Mamashe Gevaldik challah. It wasn't the Rebbetzin's challah, it was Gevaldik challah. Anyway, so normally you have one piece of challah. But the challah was gevaldik. I mean, I had more challah than anything else by that suit. So I thought I had three pieces of challah, three big pieces of challah. So I complimented the challah to the balabos. I said, "This challah is unbelievable." I said, "I must have had three pieces." He goes, "Rabbi, you had five?" So I might show you. I'm like, "You had five." So right away I thought of that sugya of osel is tackle. Bifnei Oirach. Can't look at the, right? So there also to Isra Stakles. I'll give you a couple of sources for this. I wanted the Olam to see how anchored this concept is that Stakles is Dafka. Stakles doesn't mean to see something. Stakles means to gaze, to take it in, to absorb it. That's Stakles. He says, if you take a look in the Yad Malachi, in Klal Kufay and Tes, he says, "Shekol Mokoim Shenemar Estaklus Hakavone Liria Bizboinenus Avulria Baalma Eina Estaklus." Okay, Rabbi Avram Palaji in the Sefer Avram Zokin, "Ria B'derech Havore Muter." That's what he says. The Ben Ishchai himself in the Shalos of Tshuvas Torah Lishma, same thing, says the same thing. You go all over. There's a Yaivitz and Brochus Tav Chav Dalet. Same thing. Stakles. Avram Avinu tells his wife, Sora, "Hinei no yadati ki isha yufas mariat." This is after they were married for years. Right? So the Zohar, famous Zohar in the Medrash, he didn't see her till then. Right? Doesn't mean he didn't see her till then. Vayoymer sorry no isha yufas mariat. Yeah? So look what the Zohar says. The Zohar is the first one. I always tie it. If you told this to your wife, after you were married for a couple of years, you'd end up in the water. I just noticed how you look. You'd end up in the water. And I don't care if your wife is this small, she'd get the koiches like Shimshin. Yeah? So the Zohar HaKadosh has the kasha. The Zohar HaKadosh says, check the Zohar. Sorry, this is in Parshas Lech Lecha on the pasuk. Sorry, nedatik yishiv asmarat says the Zohar. He didn't know. Eloi says ada he shaita lo yistakel b'diyuk nedesar. He didn't stare at it. Yistakel, meaning he looked at her. Of course, he noticed she was an attractive person. I always say he didn't look at her the way a mitzri would look at her. It's a different type of looking. Vayeir Avraham Mitzrayimah. Tzadik says right after Vayeir Avraham Mitzrayimah, he went down to Mitzrayim. He went down to Madrega.
He wanted to see how would an Egyptian look at her. That way of looking at her, he didn't. Avram's Madrega. Avada, he knew Sarah was from the issue of Yifis Pe'olim. He knew all of that. So that's Histaklis. So these are just some of the sources of Histaklis. I mean, it's all over Shas. This Histaklis. Now, if you follow the sugyas of Habata ben Hashem, so all the sugyas that talk about Habata ben Hashem, Kemat, all use a Lashon Histaklis. The Gemara in Shabbos Samach Dalet called Mistakel Bes Maktanish Elisha. Yeah. The Yerushalmi in Chale called Mistakel Ba'akfish Elisha. Yeah. The Gemara in the Dorm that we just quoted on Daf Chof called Mistakel Be'isha. Besides for the Tzoyfe. The Gemara in Ervin Yudches. Tonu Rabbanon called Amiratze Mois Miyodi Liyodo Kedei Listakel Bo Afilu Yesh Biyodi Toru Mais and Toru Mishabenu Yenikim Medinu Shilgen. Yeah. So almost all the sources use a lashon of Histaklis. Almost all the sources use a lashon of Histaklis. So that means that when we talk about looking by a woman, the most simple way, we're talking about looking at a woman, forget the picture for a moment, it means focusing on the woman. Not looking at her just in a polite way, that you're not looking at the ground or the ceiling, which again, they were Kedoshim Utoyer, but I want you to know, there's a fascinating, I had a mice, I'm not going to give too many details because it's gonna let the cat out of the bag, which I don't want to do. I don't want to mavaza the parties involved, even though maybe they're roy for it. There was a certain individual that there was accusations made against him in these inyanim. That he's not, he's a compromised person. Okay. The person ended up here in shul for an event. And they got a kibbutz. It was a bris. The person making the bris knew this individual. Mechabed them. I didn't say anything. Not only did I say anything, I'll confess to all of you, I was happy. I felt this person was mamish. It was not substantiated. I don't know. I can't say he's a tzaddik. I can't say he's, I don't know. He's a Jew. But after, I love him as a Jew. He was pulled through the gutters. They mevazim him everywhere. So Baruch Hashem, he had a moment of a camera, took a picture of him, and it wasn't, the kibbut wasn't, he wasn't the moil, he wasn't the sandik. He got like one of those, you know, by a bris, the al yad, one of these kibbutim that's really a bizoy. It's a kibbut that I have to give a kibbut, and it says, you went over to the moil before, is there anything else I could do? Yeah, al yad, the yad sandik. Chaykal. Take a shlishi. But I'm confessing I was happy. So another individual, at that time anyway, was considered a respectable individual, who knows me for many years, called me up. He says, Rabbi Rudinsky, how did you let such a thing happen? Person, Azam Mensch, Azam Menuvel. I said, I have no edus that he's a Menuvel. I have no. And if Itaka was Chas V'Shol, Nichshol, and the Yetzer Hara, which people are Nichshol? Mistami's a Baal Tshuva. And he's been embarrassed. So let him have a... So he had a minute where he felt like a mensch. Listen, I have no regret over it. And Rebbe Tzal, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to talk to you, pay. I want you to... Anyway, this individual that made me crazy for hours, he was Mavatal Torah for me about this thing, about this honor. And I stupidly told him, if it would happen again, I'll do it again. That's what made him crazy. He came to my house to schmooze with me, to try to convince me. And after that comes, I just told him again, I would do it again. Nothing changed. This individual then got convicted of these of Dvorah Masorah. Got convicted of this, meaning it wasn't a question and an accusation of this. It was. So the Goyen, the Talmud of the Goyen, of Chaim Valozhin now, brings down from Goyen, in Keser Rosh, that don't go overboard. Don't try to be the frumi of the frumi of the frumi. Be careful. Don't, but listen what he says. This is in the Keser Rosh. Keser Rosh is from Chaim Valozhin Hill, from the Goro himself. This is in Keser Rosh, Ois Kuf Tzadi Hei. Histaklus Arayis, he says, looking into Arayis Vesichoson. He says, "Kol ma sheyigdar atzmai, A person, the best that he protects himself, he should protect himself. He says, Avol, he says, Im yigder atzmoy v'yifresh mikol riyah. Yeah? Right? He won't, he walks around like in the ground, like Leif Torah, what's it called? Leif Torah organization, right? Rachmana Litzlan, right? He says, then, kishayira achekach, then when Yotaka sees something, Yivar boy keish. It'll be like a fire. It'll be a Yetzirah. So he says, if you walk down the street, walk like a human being. Don't do, you're going to make yourself like Kofsei Shei, then when you're going to want see, you're going to go out of your mind. You have to learn to be a person. A healthy person. This is the Goyen. Zok the Goyen, Elo, kishahaylech b'shuk. You go in a marketplace, of course there's women. That's all. Don't machzach nicht ibe mishige. The guy says, don't make yourself over mishigene. Don't be super crazy. Don't be super crazy. So that's something that's important. Like I said, I saw it biyad. It was strange to me how this person was like a zealot. But the Torah says, kol ha-poisel b'mumoy poisel. But this is what Reb Chaim Volozhin says. So, there's something called histaklus. Histaklus means focus and looking. That is clearly, all those sugyas are talking about an active looking. Now, the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal, Rebbe Yoel, obviously was more machmer, these in Yonim, than Reb Moshe. The Satmar Rebbe held that you really shouldn't look. So when you talk to a woman, you should look up or down. Don't look at all. Not even such a type of a look. And Reb Moshe thinks, the Satmar Rebbe brought a raya from the Gemara that I brought down in the, I think it was in the Ma'ar Mekoymus. Did I bring down the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the Ma'ar Mekoymus also? Yeah, I did. Daf Chof. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof, there talks about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel made a, when he saw a woman, a Ishano, he made a bracha. The Gemara says, how do you make a bracha? You're not supposed to look. The Gemara says, well, it was a Karen's Zavis situation. Situation arrived that he looked. So the Satmar Rebbe says, oh, you see, if you're allowed to just look inadvertently, so what's the Gemara's question? What is the Gemara's question? That's the Satmar Rebbe. Reb Moshe has a tshuva here in our Chaim, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem, and he says, B'inyan istaklus b'nasha. He says, "Umasha roitzim lavi raya me'avidazora dalip vafilu b'li kavona lehanas." Reb Moshe says the issur to look is what he's saying. Let me have hanor. I want to have hanor from looking. That's where it's usur. So Reb Moshe says he brings down this gemara, which this gemara seems to imply that even just seeing is an issue. So he says no. He says, "Haloy harambam v'ashulchan aruch kosvu." Miskavein lehonois. Dafke if you mechaven, I want to have anoy. Zokter, therefore he says, the raya is, she ma'achiluk bein mekoymus mechusim lemekoymus megulim. We know you're not allowed to see a woman in a compromised state like the Gemara of a Basra. You're not allowed to see a woman who's not dressed properly, right? But if you're not allowed to see a woman ever, so what's pshat? It must be that it's dafka when you're miskaven to have anah. That's the issue. If you're being miskaven to have anah, then even if it's not compromised. If you're not miskaven to have anah, then it's compromised. That's Reb Moshe. And then he says, Bishah Shon Yisal HaKfiso, the Gemara Bava Basra Nun Zayin that we discussed. Those are the rayas. Comes Reb Moshe and he says, V'tzorach Loima. He says, the Gemara was talking about the Rav Shimon Gamliel saw a woman. He didn't just see a woman. He went and made a bracha. That's not stop seeing. Zokter shehispal rashbag miyof yachomo ala marabu masecha Hashem. Zen nikra hano. That means he had some hano. He was able to make a broch on the way the woman looked. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's a hey, Zokter Moshe. So Moshe brings the raya of the Satmar Rebbe, but he dismisses it. That's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem, in the Igros Moshe. As hey, Zokter. So it would appear that as far as the Isser of looking. It's only if somebody has one of two, and I'm talking about in a non-compromised setting, where the woman is dressed properly. So Isser Stakles is in one of two things. Either where you're being mistakel. Mistakel is a staring with a focus. Or you want to have anoah. You're saying, oh, I want to have anoah from this person. So I'm not allowed to have relations with them. I'm having anoah from looking at them. That's where it would be usher, the Isser Vistakles. Now, if you look at the Lashonis of the Rishonim, it's fascinating that you see the way they brought the Lashonis. I'll just read you, Mamish, a couple lines, because we're quickly running out of time and I want to come to a clear conclusion. He says that if you look in the smack, he says, Loisasur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, shelo yistakel b'noshim l'shem znus. Yistakel b'noshim l'shem znus. That's the way he brings it down. Okay? That's the lashon of the smak. And other rishonim, the smak uses a lashon, shelo yozun einav min ha'erva. You understand? That's what he's saying. So basically, and if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, when he brings Loisasur Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Nechem, he says, Shelo Yirdoi Fa'odom Achamare Einov. Person shouldn't go running after it. He says, Sheim Toshes Daitcho L'malas Tavoscho. One time Yimshach Kam upon him. You'll keep on going further and further. So it's all based on a focused, a willingness. That's what it is. And that's what Moshe's gather. And that's the gather that seems to be La'aloch. So therefore, when you come to pictures is further removed, obviously, because it's a picture. So, the Rabbi Chover Goyim, in the tshuva I mentioned to you in the Silmas Yosef, this is Simen Chov Beis, Oisvov. Ube'inyin istaklus pitzura beduya. Looking at a picture. He says, Ein chshash. He says, this is even istaklus. But he says, if you know the person, then you're not allowed to do it. Because then you're looking, in other words, if you're focusing on something you know, that could, because the Gemara says that if you even look at begodim of a woman you know, you're focusing on it, that could also do. So he says, Mamela, a person has to be in the status of Pitzur. He says, Ein tzorach, ki tzorach tafka shiakirin, which exactly is the tshuva written by Rev Zilber, Zechat Tzadik Levroch. Now, so therefore, if you're looking at a picture, if you see a picture, and you're not mechaven davanah, so you're two steps removed from what an iser would be. That explains why, for many, many years, this was a non-issue. It's not pshat that these gedoli olam, they weren't moichan something which is an iser. Obviously, they had a cheshbon, and the cheshbon really is quite simple. The cheshbon is that in order for there to be an Isser of Istaklis, you need a focus of being mechaven, to look, to stare, for taiva. Havar Baum is not the... In fact, Mordechai Eliyahu, again, there's endless tshuvas. I happen to have Mordechai Eliyahu's tshuva also here. He talks about looking at an album in this issue. And the album has pictures of Noshim too. And he says the same thing. He says that as far as looking in the album, he says, "Mutar listakel ba'album hagam shereyesham tmunay shel nashim. The ain mistakel b'zeh b'shvil lehones. The ain zela b'havore ba'alme. It's only havore ba'alme. There's also an asher chanan like this, and there's many other. Now, there is a Ben Ishchai that seems to say that a woman should not be photographed. Besides for the one that we mentioned. The one that we mentioned just says, don't be tsoifer, don't look at it. Soif poli de avera. So there is a quote made that the Ben Ishchai was against pictures of women. And it's true and not true at the same time. It's very important when you have a source to make sure that the source is correct. So it's a little bit misquoted. And I'll explain to you why. The Sefer Rav Brochus of the Ben Ishchai is a sefer, it's like a sefer klolim that the Ben Ish Chai wrote. So in that sefer, I'm going to read it to you because it's not so matzri, this sefer, not too many people have it. This is where he writes the tshuva about is a person in a, if you take up many pictures and you put them together in a glass and it gives a multidimensional feeling, perception, is that a problem of tzura? And he says it's not. Then, at the end, this is Oist Tzadi in the Sefer Rav Brachas of the Ben Ish Chai. At the end, he talks about a woman. And he talks about a woman not doing that with herself. The mistake that they made, the mistake that some made, and by doing that mistake, they badmouthed G'dayli Olam up until 30 years ago. Because that's the way they all had pictures. They had pictures. By every dinner, by every dish, they had pictures. Yeah? Is that they didn't properly read the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai is saying the following. Vadai, Isha haloikachas tzurasa. A woman who takes her picture. But this is a case where she's taking her picture for the distinct purpose to show people what she looks like. Okay? So she takes tzurasa alyidei machona anal, the loikchim kama niyoros, and they take a bunch of pictures together like we spoke about to give it that full dimensional look. Umechalekes l'kama b'nei adam. So this is a woman who's actively giving out this type of photograph to make people, that's the purpose of it. She's being mechalik it to people. This is not a family picture. This is for this purpose. He says, V'atzura azoy soleches mimokom lemokom, me'ir le'ir, mimedina le'medina. That's what he says you shouldn't do. V'ene kol sholtim boy. And everybody looks at it. Both people shame bris v'shein and bnei bris v'chol tamei nefesh mistaklim u'barm lirum loytovim. He says this woman is making a huge error because she's using herself as a way to get other people to have tivus. And he says she's going to be dead when she dies. Lachamei v'esrim, this picture is still going to be alive. She's going to have negative dividends paying her off. He says this woman v'zo atzura. She's going to come lekever va'atzura tishor l'dori doris ki aisha l'kvuras tuvo. The woman will go to the grave eventually. He's not wishing her bad. He's saying she's going to die, and she'll die v'hi b'seich ha'ofer. She's in the ground. He says, but b'im kol zeh hamichshela azois tasepula will keep on doing its damage. Va'al kein roi. So he's talking he's not talking about a picture that's being given over in a journal to say these are the honorees, mazel tov. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that a woman who creates this type of special kind of picture that you put into a glass and sends it out, it's mechalikit, to be seen, that's a michshel. And he's very against it, and he says that michshel is It keeps on going. There's no end to it. The Chassam Sofer had a beautiful daughter. It's famous. He had a beautiful daughter. I actually have a letter from the Chassam Sofer. But he had a beautiful daughter, and she davened. Could you imagine? She davened. She noticed that she was a distraction. That whenever she didn't go out. She was married, but she tried to stay as much. It sounds like she was, you know, outstandingly good looking. So she knew that, and she stayed out of circulation because of that. And the Chofetz Chaim, the Chassam Sofer, once came home, and he found her davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That her looks should subside a little bit. Could you imagine such a tefillin? It's fascinating. He says it like this. He says, this is in the Gera Sofer. This is the Mishpach. The letter is from the Mishpach of the Chassam Sofer. She Gittel, Aleha HaSholem. That was her name, Gittel. Bitoy Shel Hagaon HaChassam Sofer. She was the wife of Rav Shlomo Zalman Spitzer. Hoysa Yefei Mara Ad Moed. They use very strong language. They say, Bora Kachama. How good looking she was. I never heard Shatchanim say, it's a new phrase they should start using. Bora Kachama. She was Bora Kachama. Right? Upam Achas, listen to this. This is unbelievable. Pam Achas, one time, Hirgisha, she felt that she's being focused on. She went out with her father, and she felt that she's a distraction. For all the moiches darkarachare, she saw this guy, he's following her around. Like she saw, she can't get him off. So she went. She tried first to get the guy that he shouldn't look at her. B'shuva lebeisa lokcho sefer tehillim. She'oviyah akodesh ha'yem espalel mimenu. V'tischanin la'ashem lochoser mimenu yoifi ponela. Could you imagine? This is not from the Gemara's time. This is Chassam Sofer's daughter. This is around the corner from where we're living. Imagine today a girl should be on such a level. This is like l'malami kol hanal. So I remember when I first saw this, I was a bach, I was more cynical. I said, it's because she was already married. I don't know if she was single, she would have done that. I don't know if she would have been allowed to do it if she was single. Because single, but I don't know if she's married to her, she's also shouldn't do it for her husband. But that's a different shayla. Well, Maisa, this was the Madrega. This is the Madrega of where they were holding. So the Ben Ish Chai is talking about almost a woman using her picture to exploit Tivus. That's what he's against. So that's why it shouldn't be a chiddush to any of you that for many years the Gedolei Olam, the Litvish Gedolim, were not opposed to having a respectable picture of a woman. Achshar Dora, the Dora became Achshar Dora. There's nothing wrong with the way people are today. It's not like, oh, there's so many bad things. Lashon Hara is bad. Sinas Chinam is bad. Not having a picture is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But somebody who degrades people that do have a picture is a million times worse than the picture. The picture, al pidin, there's no issur. Now, can somebody make from the picture an issur? Of course. So the lady shouldn't be allowed to walk out her door either. Right? Of course, a person could take a picture and he could start mistakalel and he could start being maharachalel. Yeah, of course. That's the guy's problem. That's not the picture problem. The picture, a respectable picture, is no issur at all al pidin. Period. Period. And that's the reason why all the years, even the Ben Ish Chai that's inadvertently quoted, now that you saw the context, you chap, why that has nothing to do with what discussing. Besides that, a yeshiva journal has never looked at one time again after the dinner. That's a different issue. But lemaisa, the bottom line, I mean, I look at it after the dinner, and I'm sure the honorees, but that's about it. Lemaisa, the bottom line is, I'm sorry, David Yasser, but I have to be honest. The bottom line is that there is no issur at all, period. Now, if a picture is being given to focus on, that would constitute a issue. And that's where the shidduch thing brews. But I will say, and I said this a couple of years ago, Shavuos, I'm not coming out now whether pictures is a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not talking about that. For a mother of a chassan, a potential chassan, or for the chassan, potential chassan, to look at a picture in advance is not called looking at a woman for a taiva reason. That's called looking at it for a tailless reason. And I understand people that say, I don't want a picture of my daughter out there. I understand that. 100. I'm not at all objecting people who feel that way. But as far as the people who say that it's not sneistic, it's for the mother, for the boy, or kol shekein for the mother, to look at the picture, I fail to understand that. The boy is going to go now on a date. Yeah? So he's going to be looking at the real picture. And if the picture is one that is very not the type that, again, a picture is not always accurate, and this, it's true. But if the picture is completely a different, that it's going to be a one-and-done type of ma'aseh, so you want to be from, save him from being mistakel. Now he's going to be stuck 3 hours looking. In real. So I don't, in the modern halacha, I'm talking about halachically, now you could say whether it's, again, the picture then becomes cheap and they send it out, and that's a different, I'm not, that's not the wagon I'm going on. That's a parental decision to make. You make your own decision, whatever you make. Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. Somebody wants to talk to me, I'm happy to talk, and I could share with you my feeling about it. But that's not, that's a, I feel very strongly it's a parental decision. But as far as halachic issue of the boy seeing a picture before, to me, I never heard such an Irish cat in my life. Because you're asking him, do you want to go out with this type of a tzura? So, okay, no, we don't do that. He shouldn't be looking. Go to the house and look. Take her out for a couple of hours and look. I could hear the argument being made. And don't quote me on this, because I'm saying I could hear the argument being made that if there's a picture available, should be mechuyev to show it to him. Because why is he allowed to, clearly when a boy goes on a date, he is focusing on the person's look, which he wouldn't be normally allowed to do. He's only allowed to do it for tachlis. Right? So why should he do it if he could see the picture and the picture could already... I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the argument could be made that if the mother of the boy has a picture in her pocket and she looks and she goes, there's a good chance that my son will walk in the door, see this, and make a decision, no. At loymet an aleph. And she goes, an argument could be made, why are you having him spend hours with her when... So again, don't take this as advocating, I'm just saying, so therefore, clearly, what I wanted to come out in this year clear is that the minig that there used to be in Klal Yisrael in many of the places is v'yatze v'nochay. There's nothing wrong with that minig. And if any place still does it in the five towns or in the Bergen County, not Muncie, they're kosher holy Jews. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing. Okay? Can a person take a picture and make a ganze gedanke? Yeah, that's his problem. He should go see somebody. Yeah? But it's not the picture itself, is not the issue. The picture is not the issue. Now, as far as what's done in Muncie and Brooklyn, right? And the more Hamish circles, where the woman is not in the picture, right? Is that in any way degrading the woman? So I'm going to tell you what I feel, both hashkafically and I think seichel-wise. I feel that it's possibly degrading to the man, not to the woman. Why are you allowed to have a picture of a man? There's a whole, the Tzanzarov, again, this is, like I said, really we could do 10 Sundays on this topic, but I just want to give you the Tzanzarov, I'll share with you a Divrei Yatziv. There's a Tshuv in Divrei Yatziv. The Alter Kloisenberger Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He talks about, why is a woman allowed to look at a man? I mean, shouldn't it be equal grounds? Right? Then he talks about that. Why is it okay that so he says here in his Tshuva, he says, I don't understand. He says, a woman should also have a man. Why is a woman allowed to see a man? And he goes back and forth on this. L'maisa, Roiv of the G'dayli Achroinim say that by a woman doesn't have an Isser to see a man. Why not? Because a woman has several components. Number one, she doesn't have the Isser of Nishmarta Mikol Dov Arad, there's no Zerel of Atol. So she doesn't have that problem, which a man has a problem with that. She also doesn't have a problem, she doesn't have such a Giri Yetzer. She's not such a what we call a behemoth. She's a mensch. She's a mensch. Okay? A woman never married a man because of the way he looks. It could be that, yes, she found him pleasant looking, and if she would have found him unpleasant looking, she wouldn't have married him, it's true. But I see endless times people come to me they've been blinded completely by chitzonis. Happens to men. Women have a bina yisera. They have bina yisera because they're not such behemoths. So when you see a man, honoree, without his wife, the bizayon is to all the men. See, the woman can have a picture of a man, no problem. And the man can't have a picture of a woman. What do you think the picture's not there? Because somebody looked at the picture and the lady said, oh, this can't be in the dinner. Everybody knows. Picture's not there because of Frumkeit. Frumkeit for who? For the woman or for the man? For the man. So if you want to say it's degrading, you know who it's degrading? It's degrading the man. And maybe the Tanakh should have no pictures at all, because why be Mevasa all the men? Azei kenzuch mishayna. That they've reached a point 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, there could be a picture of a couple. We're not worried about the man being or falachatzt. And now, Nebuchadnezzar and son, in ganzen behemoth geworden. He can't have a dinner, a picture of a couple, because it's going to be goyve yetzer. But for the woman, it's okay, because she's a mensch. And that's really, I'll tell you, I'll confess, that's the way I look at it. Every time I see such a picture, I go, hey, look at this chacham, Nebuch. I don't go, where's the woman? Nebuch, it's a reminder of the Yetzer Hara, of the Giri Yetzer, that men have more than women. So in no way is it degrading to a woman. It could be degrading to the men. And maybe it's true, maybe there shouldn't be pictures of. This is something that the men have to take up, whether they're willing to be mevuzah. But it's not a bizoyan for a woman. Because once you understand the calculus behind it, it's zero zilzul to the woman. There isn't a havamina in anybody's eyes. Is there anybody that thinks that a woman is not in the dinner picture or not on the invitation because they found her picture not pleasant enough to put onto the invitation? Of course not. You have pictures of men honorees that look like Chavis Hashvot. There's no threshold. There's no threshold for that picture. So everybody knows the ish is not there because the man has an issue. No, so that's not degrading for the ish. So besikum, I don't hear that that's a problem as far as the absence of the woman from the picture. Still in all, I'm very makpid that there shouldn't be hoitzas laws on kosher holy yidden that do it. There shouldn't be any laws. And it's really narish laws. Unless a person is a kaddish retor, they walk around the streets like this. So what are you talking about? Why is the picture? The picture's 1,000 times better than walking into the mall. So what's the problem with the picture? So it became a cultural concept. If you're a Kaddish Vitar, you're Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann Zatzal, you sit in your office, you're this is who you are. Kaddish Yom Aloy. But Hatzlacha Rabbi. You want to do it here or there? Maybe let's hop here before we... Because over there... It's great. It's great. It's great. Yes.